was today another of those really exhausting days? In that case, this audio is exactly the right thing for you. I've made it to help you relax after such a long and stressful day. You should make sure that there's nothing that can bother you anymore today, and that you can be all by yourself. I want to help you forget the worries of your day-to-day life for the rest of the evening. Let's just finish the day together with some fun. Before you start this audio in earnest, you should take a shower or bath. Focus on how the worries of the day disappear as the water eases up all your tensions. Try breathing deep and slow. If you want to, you can already start touching yourself in the shower. Focus on doing what feels right for you. Is there something about your body that you find especially pretty? Focus on that while you're naked. When you're done with your shower or bath, you can either stay naked, or if you don't feel comfortable naked, put on some very light clothing. In this audio, I don't want to tell you exactly what to do, because there's nobody who knows better what's right for you than yourself. Instead, I will try to help you relax and give you a few ideas of what to do. There also won't be anything like an orgasm countdown. If you tend to come early or sometimes can't come at all, putting too much pressure on you is the last thing I want to do. Sometimes during this audio, I'll tell you that you can pause if you need some more time with something, but you should feel free to pause this audio at any time at all. Now, pause the audio while you take a bath or shower and get ready for the night. Are you back? I hope you could already relax a little during your bath or shower. Did it feel nice? Could you feel the worries of the day being washed away? Did you touch yourself a little already? Now, lay down on your bed or couch. Make sure you're somewhere where nobody can bother you. You should be somewhere you can fall asleep later. If you're not there yet, pause this audio. And get ready. Are you there? Where you want to stay? Good. Then let's start. Just close your eyes and breathe in and breathe out. I know that sometimes it can be hard to breathe exactly like people in audios tell you to, so if you can't do it, don't try and force it. During our time together, I will sometimes talk about breathing, so maybe it'll sync up eventually. But it's perfectly all right if it doesn't. Just try and inhale and exhale in a way that relaxes you. Inhale and exhale. Can you feel how the stress leaves your body with each breath? Now take your hands, put them on your chest. Feel how it moves up and then down again as you inhale and exhale. Keep breathing slowly and focus on how your chest moves up and down again. Now, let your hands water down to your belly. Form a little heart with your hands around your navel. Focus on how your belly moves up and then down again. It moves up and then moves down again. Are you ready to really touch yourself? If you are, let's begin. If you aren't ready for it, just pause the audio until you are. I don't want to stress you by telling you exactly how to touch yourself. Nobody knows better what is right for you than you do. Just do what your body tells you is right. If you can't help it, you may already start to really go for it. But if you can keep yourself from doing that, I'd love to explore your body with you some more. Caress your body softly. Keep breathing in and out slowly while you do it, and let your hands wander down your body. Doesn't this feel amazing? Imagine if it weren't your hands, but mine. Imagine how you'd take my hands to show me exactly how you like being touched. If you want to be touched somewhere other than between your legs, you can slowly move your hands there and imagine they were mine. If what you're doing right now feels too good to stop, just keep going with it. Now, if you haven't already, I want you to start touching yourself. Do it gently and softly. Don't forget to keep breathing in and out. You're probably masturbating with your dominant hand right now, while your non-dominant hand is either supporting it or doing something else entirely. Why don't you try swapping your hands? Keep breathing in and out while you do it. Focus on what feels different now. If you need some time to get used to it, pause this audio again until you're comfortable with it. Have you gotten used to the feeling? Then keep going. While you do, I will tell you about a few things that I'd love to do to you. Keep thinking about how I'm with you, resting my head against your chest, looking up at you. After coming up to kiss your forehead and then your lips softly a few times, I would start to slowly make my way down. The next thing I do is give your neck gentle kisses. Your moans would be so cute. I might not be able to resist biting you gently. Then I'd go further down, slowly covering your chest in soft little kisses. While my head is so close to your heart, I'd probably hear how fast it's beating. It's so sexy to hear how crazy a heart can go when someone is really horny. My own heart would probably beat just as wildly, but I could only focus on yours. If you need a break before I talk about what I do to your cock, go ahead and pause the audio. Are you back again? Or did you stay because you couldn't wait for me to talk about how I suck your cock? In that case, I have to disappoint you. I'm not going to do that yet. The moans of a man who's desperate for me to suck his cock are just too good. I'm really turned on by the wordless begging of someone that I should finally let my mouth touch his cock. Your moans would probably be some of the best I've ever heard. Imagine feeling my gentle breath against the head of your cock. Will you get really desperate for me to finally put it in my mouth? With every breath I take, you would become more desperate for me to finally touch your cock with my mouth. When you've almost given up hope, I would give your cock the gentlest of kisses. After hearing that cute moan of yours, another would follow. Each kiss would get harder and wetter before I finally take the head of your cock in my mouth and start sucking in earnest, using lots of spit as I pleasure it. I can only imagine how good that would taste. You are probably so horny already just thinking about me going down on you that there's so much of that sweet pre-cum. I'd love to have that run over my tongue right now. No matter what size it is and whether I'd gag or choke on it, I want your cock all the way inside my throat. I could lick your balls while you're all the way inside me. Every time I swallow, the head of your cock would be massaged by those muscles deep inside my throat. And at the same time, I would lick your balls. Of course, I would also take care of those if you weren't all the way down my throat. They're probably so big and full right now, but I would still try to keep you from coming as long as possible. Your orgasm would just be so much more intense and your load so much bigger if it takes some time before you come. Of course, I don't only fantasize about pleasuring you with my mouth, but also about how you would do it to me. Do you like going down on someone as much as I do? Oh, it would feel so amazing for you to kiss and lick my pussy. Imagining you looking up at me while you eat me out drives me insane. I want you to start by giving my pussy little kisses, making each kiss wetter and more intense than the one before. When I'm really desperate for you to start licking me in earnest, you're probably already really hard and want to fuck me, I'd really love for you to eat me out. Oh, and if you're wondering why I'm suddenly not talking about pleasuring you with my mouth anymore, that was intentional. I was worried that you would already come if I talked too much about it. And it wouldn't be good if that happened before I even started talking about you fucking my tight little pussy, wouldn't it? Do you like fucking someone from behind? I'd love for you to fuck me doggy style in front of a mirror so we can both see how my face contorts in pleasure as you fuck me from behind. I know how hot I look when I'm getting off. Do you? Have you ever gotten off in front of a mirror? Maybe you've even taken pictures. Someone sending me something like that is so much hotter than simple dick pics. It's just so much more personal, you know? For me, a lot of sex takes place in my head, you know? With dirty talk, you can get so far with me. It'd be so amazing if I had an audio like this from you. What I think is just as hot as you doing me from behind is me riding you. Do you prefer me having full control doing that? Or would you grab me by the hips so that you can take the lead? If you want to lead me, I'd love for you to massage my tits as I ride that beautiful cock of yours. It would be amazing if the two of us could come at the same time. I'd love it so much if you'd spend your load inside me in the very moment I reach my own climax. But maybe you'd rather come somewhere else than my pussy? Do you like giving a girl a facial? I bet I'd look beautiful with my face covered in your load. Maybe you'd like me to finish you off with my mouth? Imagine exploding into my warm, wet mouth. After you've finished, I let you out of my mouth and stick out my tongue to show you the big mess you made before swallowing it. Or maybe you'd like to cover my tits with your cum? If so, would you rather finish yourself off as I grab my tits with both of my hands? Or should I finish the job, pumping that cock of yours until the very end? No matter where and how you like to come best, I want you to imagine doing that to me. Pump that beautiful cock of yours as you imagine me doing everything I can to get that big sticky load out of your balls, getting it wherever you like it best. Do you have some fantasies involving me? I'd love it so much if I could listen to an audio like this from you after I finished recording this one. It'd be amazing to hear what you want to do to me. Now, there's nothing more I can say. I hope you liked hearing my thoughts. It's a pity I can't be with you right now. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could hold me, feeling my head against your chest as you fall asleep? I'd love that so much. There would be nothing better than seeing your beautiful face first thing in the morning. I hope you liked the audio and can get some really good sleep now. Good night, beautiful.